Okay, good morning. We are Hilchos Trefos Siman Lamed Tet. We are in Seif Zayin. Okay. So now we're getting into the real thick of the Sirchas we started in Zayin. Im Nisrcha Ha'una O Ha'uma the Gorgeret. So if you have one of the upper or lower lobes, and there's a Sircha, you have a Sircha that's connecting from the lung, any one of the lobes to the trachea, or lechaze, or it goes from. And again, remember, a sircha is basically like a long string adhesion that could be very thick. It could be very could take up like a plain area surface, like a piece of paper, or it could be like a very thin linear line. Okay, but that's basically it's. Okay, like that, and it's going from one place to another. Again, we mentioned, and we'll see again, Sircha Teluya. You can have it just hanging, but and obviously it's connected and it gets ripped, it'll look like it's hanging. But anyways, generally it goes from one place to another, especially if it's a problem. So for Trefus. So then another place is, or it can go lechazeh, to the rib cage, or lishamnunit al halev, or there's a layer of fat. We'll just learn it for right now. So we mentioned before that the heart has a, actually we didn't discuss it much, we're going to say it now. The heart is inside some a fibrous casing, pocket, sac, called a pericardium. Now there's actually two main layers. The outer layer that's like really like a sac. And then there's the inner membrane, which is much more intact to the heart, and sometimes there's fluid in between them, and that it would be in between. Now the inner layer that's closer to the heart, technically, it really could be divided into two layers. Okay, I'm not sure if that part is all relevant, but you often will have fat inside the sac, the kis, halev. And you're also going to have, there's also shamuni fat on the outside of the pericardium, outside the outer sac around the heart. So presumably we're talking about the shamuni on the outside, because there's a sircha going from the lung to the shamuni. So one would assume, doesn't have to be, can go through it, through the sac, but okay. L'shamuni talev, o l'kiso, or it goes to the kis. Halev. Now I don't know what girsa you have, but I have. I think everyone has. O letarpash halev, or to the tarpash halev. What's tarpash? It's also the same sac. In other words, don't spend time looking. The kis halev and the tarpash halev is the exact same thing. There's no difference. I looked in the Beit Yosef. Some of the Rishonim will have Tarpash Halev and some will have Kis Halev. No one says Kis and Tarpash. I didn't see it inside. Rabben David said that there's a Rishon that has, it's written, I think, Kis Halev, Shehu Tarpash Halev. Right. So, but it's the same thing. Okay. Oh, the Tarpash HaKaved. Now here, now Tarpash HaLev, I don't know what I just said. Tarpash HaLev, which I said before, that's pericardium. It's basically like a fibrous membrane, right? Fibrous connective tissue, whatever, made of collagen. Tarpash HaKaved, that's the diaphragm that we're all familiar with. Without this, you can't breathe. This Tarpash HaKaved is the, remember, a lot of words in Chazal, they have multiple meanings. We saw simpon, we saw kane, those can all be windpipes, they could be blood vessels, it could be arteries, it could be veins. Okay, tarpash hakaved is the diaphragm. That's, right, that's made up of, actually, also has some fibrous tissue, and it's also made up of a muscle, right? We're all familiar. Fine. Oh, a tarpash hainenusa. Or, Now this again refers back to a similar to like we had by the kiselev. This is the kis of the irinuta devarda, the inside lobe. Now again, remember we discussed the kis halev is completely one solid kis all the way around with no openings for important reasons, biology. But for the irinuta devarda, the sac is open. It's not completely closed. I mean, when it's lying over the varda, it looks like it's basically closed, but there's an opening. And the bodek, when he checks the lungs, also checks, he pulls it out and checks for sirchas and puts it back in. Shehu sof tarpa shalev, which comes and reaches the tarpash halev. Right? That's the sac, the pericardium. O lerechem, or to the womb. Okay? Here's another O. What is this? Le'el mada shekorin moliga. And some people have a resh and some have a dalet. Some have mara and some have mada. Different girsas. And that's what we call moliga. That's also, again, basically it's anything that's not normal. Really, a sircha going anywhere that's not to one of the normal places that we previously learned, that was Kesidron. This is just more examples of Shelo Kesidron. So again, knowing exactly which, organ we're talking about is not really crucial, because it's not to mention with. We're generally even strict with Kesidron, but okay. So it's not clear what this is. Again, it seems to be from one of the Rishonim. He says, I'll just read my versions. El Mada Moliga is Rechem. And you can look in the Beis Yosef. So here, it's fair to say, O means, and another way of saying the same word twice. So let's assume it's the same thing. All right. Anyways. O Lesimpon Hayored Ben Shtei Arugos. Or, down, I believe this is one of the, I'm not sure, maybe one of the blood vessels, I don't think it's referring to the windpipe, but whatever, it's, okay, I'm not sure 100%. The arugos is the backside of the lung. You basically have two arugos, because when you look at it from the ventral side, again, it matters if it's all condensed or if it's inflated, right? Deflated or inflated, you'll see it better if it's inflated. But basically, when you look at the lungs straight on from the what you might call the front side or the ventral side, you see all the demarcations and you see clearly the different lobes. When you look at it from the back, the ventral side, the dorsal side, right? By the spine, from the spine, when you look at it from that side, the lung basically looks like one solid piece on one side and one solid, basically two solid lobes. For the most part, unless you start to see over or you know what you're looking for, if you just look straight on from the middle view, it basically looks like just two arugot. So that's why it's called that. Oh, lekane halev, or to the artery. Oh, leshamnunit. I'm not sure. Very possibly. I don't know for sure. Oh, the shamuni tasimponot, or to the fat that's on one of the vessels. Oh, the kave, to the liver itself. Trefa. So all these cases are a trefa because they are shelo kesidron. The afilu hi devuka le'echad m'komos halalu bli pilush. Even if it started, this is not just a one-line sircha. This is like a more of a plainer, piece of paper type of sircha. Blanking on the best way to describe it, but basically, it's a sheet of sircha going from one edge to the. So we learned that the Rama in particular is Mekel. If it's between the unos, as long as it started out from the middle of the lung, where it's all attached, And as long as it continues and continues, then we're more makel. As they're saying, it's all from how it naturally grew. It's not from this maka that hit it by itself. If it was just a maka from one random spot, then that's where you would have an unconnected, separate, independent type of adhesion or sircha. So we're saying, even if there's no pilush, there's no break. The sircha is on one of these other organs, but it's attached. It's continuous all the way as a sheet of sircha, of adhesion, all the way to the middle of the lung where it all grows out from. Still, if it's in one of these places, it's a trefa. Okay. Haga. V'yish mekilin ima unos el yonos asmuchas begargeres dvukas mamish begargeret ve'im b'neim chiluk klal shiyucha lahachnis etzba b'neim. Okay. So this is one kula of the Rama, that even though we said going to the trachea is a problem, if there's no break and it's all connected as one solid adhesion from the top of the unos, where it's normal, where it grows out from, so then in that case, if it goes to the grogeret and it's all connected, that's okay, that's its normal growth, and that's as long as there's no break. And so here, the Rama uses the word etzba. It sounds like as long as the opening is less than an etzba, it's okay. And right now, I'm blanking, what did I see? But there's a discussion if it's etzba or even a needle point from the original source of this halacha. I don't know if I can find it right now. Okay, we'll just leave that as a question on what the minimum. Is it an etzba or just any break whatsoever? No, I'm blanking where I saw that. It's also mentioned in the Berahitiv, but okay. Where it mentions the word an amachat. So it could be, I think the Shach also discusses this, it could be, it just needs to be amachat. In other words, any division whatsoever will ruin this kula. Okay, let's go on. V'chein. Im hayu ha'unos o ha'umos devukin legamrei. So now, if it's completely touched from between the lobes, any one of the lobes, in its normal order, dvukin legamrei miroshan atzofan leshuman hayored bein haumos, and it even reaches to the shuman, it could also be okay. V'chen yamaita korea dvuka b'shidra, or to the spine in the back, in the dorsal side, ki omrim shederech rebiteyu b'kach. This is its normal way it grows. V'ein ze sircha, and this is not called a sircha, at least not a sircha that makes it a trefa. Right, not the technical term sircha for halachic reasons. Ve'ein lahatir kol zeh, v'lo she'ilat chacham, v'mumche, more haraos. And for these kulas though, you need to make sure you get shimush from a proper shochet. Okay. So you learn exactly what exactly is the mesorah of what to be makel on or not. And this is bishar makomos ein chiluk bein dava kulo o lo. And this kula doesn't, just because, don't learn from other places, because other places you can have a real sircha, and it's dik sircha, whatever the sircha is, and in other places it might be mutter, or other places we learned it could be aser, but you can't be madama, you can't learn from one area to another. Okay. Just to point out, in general, the slaughterhouses are going to be on the more machmer side when there's different shitos. This yesh mekilin of the Rama, so it's not always clear when the Rama says yesh mekilin a yesh omrim if he's coming to agree or disagree. So here, when you look in the, it's a machloket among the poskim, how to understand the dat of the Shulchan Aruch, if he's also mekel with the first case we mentioned. Kaf HaChaim quotes the Zichei Tzedek, who says the minag by Sfardim is to say it's a trefa and not to be mekel like the Rama. But anyways, let's okay. In general, we're machmer anyway with sirchas, so it's not a big nafkamina. Okay, let's go to Kaf Hey. Did I skip some? Okay, let's go to Chet. Sircha hayotza mehareya. Now, if you have a sircha, and it comes out of the reya, vehi, right, that's what we're learning. Everything we're learning here is about the reya. We'll see later on other stuff. Vehi teluya she'ena devuka l'shum makom k'shera. So this, I think, we learned already. If you have a single sircha that's just hanging from the reya, it's not attached to anything, right? You didn't break it. It's that's how it grew. So then it's a k'shera. Ve'ena tzricha bedika, and there's nothing, and you don't even have to do a bedika. Nowadays, bedika you might think is, you know, separating or feeling it and seeing if you can get it to move away from the lung, but no, here it means even putting it with water or a feather or anything. You don't have to put it in water or see if there's a hole. You don't have to check it at all. You don't have to blow it up. It's all good. It's connected on one side, but it's not connected on the other side to anything. It's like a hanging string of a membrane.
Like that.
Exactly. Like a skin tag for whatever the, as an analogy, but okay. Definitely, yes. It's not like skin material though, but yes. Haga v'sircha teluya hayotzik min habua treifa. But we learned that if it's a sircha that comes out of a bua, that we learned a few sifim ago, that that's tarti lireyusa. And when you have a tarti lireyusa, so it depends what kind of reyus and who the posek is, but then it could turn it into a trefa. So this is one example that we saw. That yes, it's a trefa if you have a sircha that's hanging, or perhaps as an analogy, like a skin tag, and it's hanging from a swelling or a bubble. So even a one single bubble by itself is usually not a problem. When you put the two together, then it's a trefa and finish, game over. And mitinrei, but if it's on a hard mass, it's hard inside, it's crusted, it's not like liquidy inside. So then, if the string, the sirchas, is hanging from the tinri, that's a kshera. Okay. I think I'm going to go on. Yeah, let's. Now, I think it's obvious, but the Shach points out that even though Lamanda Amar is Sircha, in Sircha below Nekev, so it's not possible. Right? One of the assumptions, what's wrong with the Sircha? It's not possible, right? It's stated as one of the mandamrim, Ein Sircha below Nekev. You can never have a Sircha without a hole. So he clarifies. That statement means an attached sircha that goes from one end to another end. Because when a hole is created, by definition, or the natural growth or healing process of a hole, by definition, will grow a sircha attaching to wherever that hole was attaching to. I'm not exactly sure which starts, you know, which end comes first, but that's how it grows. But
and the nekev is a
trefa, exactly. But you won't have, it's not normal, you won't have a sircha teluya growing from a nekev. It's when there's it'll just grow from, I don't know, natural growth from the moisture or the rear or saliva is the expression, from the outer layer or membrane of the organ, or from, in our case, the lung. Yeah, exactly. If it has to be connected, one end for sure is connected, and one end is for sure not connected. Yeah. Yeah, if it's a thick sircha, then that whole thick, on one end, the whole thickness could be attached. But that's what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Tet. Sircha shehi mi makom lamakom beuna. Okay, so now, if you have a sircha that goes from one place to another, you have one lobe, and there's a sircha within a lobe. It's not going to a different lobe, right? Every siman are kind of building on each other. It doesn't go from... Right, okay. So here you have a sircha that goes from one area to another area on the same lobe. O be'uma atzma, or whether it's its own caudal lobe or cranial lobe, upper or lower, its own. Una also has to do with the... Anyway, una sounds like an ear, and uma from a mother. If that's that kind of lobe is another way to define it. But anyways, we just call it una and uma. Dina kedin sircha teluya. If you're within one lobe, then that is a din of sircha teluya. Haga v'dafka she'ina sircha k'tzara mi'besar hareya k'shinochin hareya. Okay, so this is a little difficult to understand without seeing it. So hopefully we'll get to see this. So what are we saying here? The only time we allow it, basically the sircha has to be, I don't know if the right word to, way to say it, it has to be long enough and not too tight and too short. Ch'eina sircha k'tzara, the only time we allow it to be, remember, sircha t'luya zakula, it's mutter, it's k'shera. So therefore, when you have it, he says, it's only okay when it's not too short. K'tzara mi'basar hareya k'shinovchin hareya. So that, or it's not shorter than the flesh of the reya when you blow it up. If it's too short, if the sircha is too short and you end up blowing up the lung and the sircha is not long enough to follow with the inflated lung, because the lung grows when you inflate it, but the sircha doesn't grow with it, so that's a problem. And it ends up making it mikamet, or pulls on it. No, shrinks not the right word, not shrivel. It makes creases, pulling, right? Ve'enu olem v'neficha heitev, and it doesn't go up, doesn't follow nicely with kishar hareya, the rest of the reya. So that's a trefa, even if it's on the same lobe. Ve'kol sircha teluya she'ola gam kenim v'neficha hareya, or a sircha teluya, regular sircha teluya, but when you blow up the lung, guess what also blows up with it? The sircha teluya. No. The sircha inflates. That's a problem. Yeah. So that's a problem. Oshie shumaka bedofen kenegda. Or anytime you have the sircha teluya, you check and you see if looks like there's a maka, a bruising, something broken. If it looks like there was a maka, it's a problem. It's a trefa. It's a big problem. Because if there's a maka, we're afraid that caused a hole, and that hole caused. And normally, a sircha teluya is not caused by a hole, but it still could be. So, but the phrase of ein sircha b'lo nekev, that only applies from an adhesion that's from attached on both ends. But you could still sometimes have a sircha teluya, and it'll be from a hole, or. The other issue that we mentioned before is when you inflate it, that means that that was a hole by definition. Because the only way it's going to get inflated is air is going through the skin of the flesh or the membrane of the lung, and it's going into the sircha. Okay. So let's go on. Yud. All right, time, huh? Fine. Fine. So tomorrow we'll finish the main parts of sircha, and checking and feeling, and then we will stop. We're going to take